ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण झूलन यात्रा महोत्सव की, श्री बलराम पूर्णिमा की, नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदे। सो वी हैव लिटिल टाइम। आई बीन आस्क्ड टू स्पीक अ फ्यू वर्ड्स ऑन झूलन यात्रा एंड टुडे इज बलराम्स अपीयरेंस डे। सो वील रीड अ फ्यू वर्सेस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड ट्राई टू रिकलेक्ट लॉर्ड बलराम्स ग्लोरीज। I am reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text 6. Bhagavan api vishvatma viditva kamsajam payam yadunam nijanathanam yogamayam samadishat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To protect the Yadus, his personal devotees, from Kamsa's attack, the personality of Godhead Vishwatma, the super soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follows. Gacha Devi Brajam Bhadre Gopa Gobi Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Bhadyaste Nanda Gokule अन्याश्च कंस संविग्ना विवरेषु वसन्तिः। The Lord ordered Yogamaya, O my potency, who are worshipable for the entire world and whose nature is to bestow good fortune upon all living entities, go to Vraja, where there live many cowherd men and their wives. In that very beautiful land, there many cows reside. Rohini, the wife of Vasudeva, is living at the home of Nanda Maharaja. Other wives of Vasudeva are also living there incognito because of fear of Kamsa. Please go there. Devakya jatare garbham sheshakhyam dhama mamakam tat sannikrishya rohinya udare sannivesaya. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarsana or Sesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Ataham amsa bhagena devakyah putra nam shube prapsyami tvam yashodayam nandapatnyam bhavishyasi. O all auspicious Yogamaya, I shall then appear with my full 6 opulences as a son of Devaki, and you will appear as a daughter of Mother Yashoda, the Queen of Maharaja Nanda. Omagyana timirandhasya jnananjana chalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prashtaya bhutale shimate bhakti vedanta swaminita namane. Namaste sarasvate deve gauravani pracharine nirvisesha shunyavadi paschatta deshatarine. Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminita Namane. Mo Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradayine Gaura Gata Ramadayi Nagara Gramatarine. So we have read these few verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. There's also Tamil translation going on there. Those of you who don't know much English can please be guided there. This is the happening in Mathura and in Vrindavan. Before Krishna appears, Krishna is asking Yogamaya, his internal energy, antaranga shakti, who makes all arrangements for Krishna's appearance and his pastimes, to make some adjustments. Vasudeva and Devaki both are imprisoned by Kamsa. They are in the jail and they are giving birth to children. And each child, as is born, is killed by Kamsa. And it is predicted, and Kamsa knows, during Devaki's marriage, he heard that the 8th child of Devaki will kill him. So he is very afraid. So he is killing every child. Krishna, however, has made his plan. Although Kamsa knows that the 8th child is going to kill him, still it so happens that the 8th child only kills him, and Kamsa cannot kill the child. So the whole history and the story is actually Kamsa is killing his own children. In his previous life, he was Kalanemi, and he was cursed. His sons were also cursed. It's mentioned in the Puranas that Hiranyakashipu's grandsons were cursed by Hiranyakashipu. They were called the Shatgarbhas. And they were told, because they did not listen to Hiranyakashipu, the grandsons of Hiranyakashipu were told, "I curse you to be killed by your own father." So Kalanemi was reborn as Kamsa. And these Shatgarbhas were born as Devaki's sons. And Kamsa himself killed them. This was the arrangement. So Kamsa was thinking he was killing. So it is a very bewildering pastime. And people are wondering how from Devaki's womb all these asuras are coming and they're getting killed. And then how from the same womb Balaram and Krishna are coming out. So that is a mystery that we will talk about during Janmashtami. It's very mysterious. That is the meaning of Krishna saying, "Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna." If you can understand Krishna's amazing appearance and pastimes to be transcendental, divyam, then you will not remain in this world again. You go back. Because people wonder how God is born in a prison. Why should he be born in a prison? How God has to suffer so much. His parents are suffering so much. Because in this material world, if God is protecting you, you are materially prosperous. That's what people think. And everybody comes to pray to the Lord for material prosperity. But we see God himself is born under such dire circumstances. His father and mother are jailed. And a demon is killing all their children. And in between that, Krishna is born. Which is very mysterious. And there's lots of meaning to it in the backside. That's why Krishna is declaring, "If you can understand the mystery and the transcendental nature of my birth and activities, then you'll be liberated." Because it's not ordinary. Similarly, Balaram's birth is also not ordinary. Today is Balaram's appearance. So, it is mentioned that Krishna told all the demigods to appear. And all the demigods appeared as the Yadavas and many other persons much beforehand. And after that, Krishna is ordering his internal energy, Yogamaya. Here you can take darshan of Yogamaya. In the center is Subhadra. On the left side is Balaram. On the right side is Krishna. Today we are speaking about all three of them. Subhadra is Krishna's Yogamaya Shakti, internal energy. She only makes arrangements for all the pastimes of Krishna. So Krishna is telling, this is what I desire. First, Balaram should appear. Then I will appear. So Balaram is the seventh child. He is also the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Keshavadritta Haladhar Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So Balaram is being told to appear in Devaki's womb. He is the elder brother of Krishna. And Yogamaya is saying that, is being told, before he appears, transfer him from the womb of Devaki to Rohini's womb, who is now in Vrindavan. What complicated arrangements are going on the backside. And this amazing pastime is happening. Long back, nowadays you are talking about surrogate motherhood. Somebody who doesn't want to give birth to a child, doesn't want to become pregnant, spoil their good-looking form, don't want to take the burden of bearing a child. Now you can go and get another lady to bear your child. You can hire somebody to become pregnant for you. They will make a test tube baby for you and put in somebody else's womb. And after she delivers, she'll collect money and she'll go away. It's not her child. This is the nature of Kali Yuga. It's called surrogate mother. But technology was more advanced then, without this type of dirty, situation. By Krishna's arrangement, from the womb of Devaki, Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini even before he came out. Even before he came out, even before he was born. What high class arrangement. And because seventh child is born, Kamsa will come and kill. So Kamsa came to know Devaki had a miscarriage. She had an abortion. So he said, oh, very good. Seventh child gone. I don't have to do anything. He thought like that. It's very easy to fool materialistic people. And for Krishna, he can do that like that. He is situated in the heart of everybody, including Kamsa's heart. He knows what is burning inside. And he knows what to make Kamsa think, because he wants to do his pastimes. So, it is mentioned, it was the womb, from the womb of Devaki, Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini. He also happened to be Vasudeva's wife. From one wife, transferred to another wife. Still Vasudeva's son, Balaram. Vasudeva sent Rohini and his other wives away from Mathura into Vrindavan, because Kamsa is attacking everybody. And it's mentioned that Rohini was sent on a horseback. From Mathura to Vrindavan, she went in the night on a horse. Quickly, she got down there and she was under the shelter of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva were very close friends. So he told, shelter all my wives because Kamsa is attacking. So Nanda Maharaj kept them peacefully there. And in this way, Rohini was in Vrindavan. So from the womb of Devaki, Yogamaya transferred Balaram to Rohini. And Rohini gave birth to Balaram today. On this side it was miscarriage, they were thinking, but Balaram was born in Vrindavan to Rohini. Shri Baladeva ki. So Balaram is an incarnation of Krishna. That is mentioned. Namaste Halagrama, Namaste Mushlayuda, Namaste Revati Kanta, Namaste Bhaktavatsala. Revati Kanta. So in this way, Balaram has got various names. And he is considered to be the first expansion of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, Tara Dvitiya Deha. The second body of Krishna is Balaram. The only difference is Krishna is black in color and Balaram is white in color. They are black and white. White incarnation of Krishna. So Balaram is in charge of many things for Krishna. And Balaram's portion is called Sesha, Ananta Sesha. Ananta Sesha is in the nether regions, and on top of his head are the entire universal structure. He bears the load of the entire universal structure on his head, like a mustard seed on his head. It's so huge. Ananta Sesha, Balaram, as expansion, serves as the sleeping bed of the Lord, of Vishnu. Balaram, as Ananta Sesh, expands into many different personal paraphernalia of the Lord. The Lord's chapels, the Lord's stick, the Lord's horn, the Lord's dress, all this is Ananta Sesha's expansion, Balaram's expansion. Because everything is spiritual. So Balaram is a direct servant of Krishna and he expands himself. And because he was taken from the womb of Devaki and put into the womb of Rohini, he is called Sankarsana. He was drawn from this womb and put into that womb. Therefore he is called Sankarsan. In this way, many different names according to his pastimes and his service to Krishna. Balaram is also known to be Atibala, great strength. And he performed many pastimes along with Krishna. He is Krishna's elder brother. And many times he has a very different type of pastime. He is very funny and he is very differently oriented from Krishna. Balaram and Krishna's very sweet Balalilas are mentioned in the Bhagavadam and in many other scriptures. Balaram along with Krishna played with the cowherd boys and the cows right from their very young days. They performed beautiful pastimes, Leela. And in this way, Balaram grew up in Vrindavan along with Krishna. Later it is mentioned, Balaram killed many demons along with Krishna. Notably, he killed Pralambasura, he killed the Dvivida Gorilla, and in this way he also performed Rasa dance with the gopis, and he had his own team of cowherd boys with whom he played. He killed many other demons also. And in the war, in the great Mahabharata war, Balaram did not take part in the fight because he did not like the politics involved. And he came away on a whole Tirtha Yatra. And the Tirtha Yatra was also performed to atone for having killed Romaharshana. In the assembly of sages in Naimisharanya, Romaharshana was sitting to give Bhagavad discourse. And at the time Balaram entered the assembly. When he entered the assembly, knowing him to be the Supreme Godhead, everybody paid namaskaram. Only Romaharshana sitting on the asan did not do so. So Balaram took a piece of grass and just threw it on Romaharshana's head, and Romaharshana fell down dead. Got very angry. In this way, Balaram's so powerful, simply with a blade of grass, he killed Romaharshana. And then all the sages were very disturbed. And then they begged him. And in this way, there is a leela that he said, I will atone for it by going for Tirtha Yatra. And he installed Suta Goswami as the speaker of the Bhagavatam. And Balaram went on a Tirtha Yatra. He was very disturbed with the way the Kauravas and Pandavas were fighting with each other, because he was dear to both of them. He was the personal guru for Duryodhana. He only taught him how to fight with the gada, with the mace. Balaram was very expert with the mace. So Duryodhana's guru for teaching him the gada was Balaram. Under his guruship, he learnt how to use the gada. Balaram was very expert with the mace. In the marriage of Usha and Aniruddha, at that time, Balaram played dice. Being a Kshatriya, he was called to play the game with the king of Kashi. And in this way, he played the dice. And Sishupala, king of Kashi, all of them are some friends who are little against Krishna and Balaram and everybody and the Yadavas. So it is mentioned that they cheated him in the game of dice. They dared to cheat Balaram. And when he's playing the game of dice, they were cheating. So Balaram was doubtful. No, no, I am the one who won it. They're saying, no, no, no. And they changed it and they changed it once, twice, thrice. Then a sound, a voice came from the sky and said, this person is cheating you. So Balaram immediately got very angry. It is mentioned that he took his mace. Boom! Gave one shot to Rukmi on his head and killed him. The same Balaram protected Rukmi before when Krishna was ready to finish him. But now, when he cheated him in the game of dice, he took his mace and boom, gave him one shot on the head, he died. Then throughout when the game of dice was going on, and every time they cheated him, the king of Kashi was sitting next to him, grinning and showing his teeth. And Balaram was looking at him, he was laughing, smiling and showing his teeth while they were cheating. Because Balaram was not knowing. So they were mocking, mockery. So then what happened? As soon as he hit Rukmi on the head, he looked at the king of Kashi. And then he took his mace, caught hold of him and took out his teeth. He took out his teeth. With his mace. So expert, such a big mace, he took the edge of it. He opened his mouth and took out. He said, don't smile again like that. And he became a Pokavai fully. This is the first Pallavadikiradhin Choldradale. First he only did that. He's the founder of that. Balaram. He did with his mace. Finished. And then everybody scattered. It was in the marriage. But Krishna pacified everybody and the marriage was done. In this way, Balaram has some very powerful pastimes, at the same time very funny also. So, we pray to Lord Balaram for spiritual strength. Balaram is known to give a person bala, not physical bala, not physical strength, spiritual strength. When a person becomes a devotee of Krishna, and he wants to make spiritual progress, then because of his material attachment, because of the material situation he is in, he is challenged by Krishna's maya. And many times, although we want to be serving Krishna, being perfect, we fail in keeping up our vows, keeping up our practice of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Balaram, he gives strength to his devotees, to Krishna's devotees, so that they may have spiritual strength to execute devotional service. And they may be able to resist maya, resist material attachments and material desires. That is why devotees pray to Balaram. So today, we offer prayers because we are challenged in our spiritual life by the material situation. And Lord Balaram is very merciful to devotees and he saves them. He helps them. He gives them spiritual strength. So today is a good chance to pray to Lord Balaram and ask him for his mercy. Balaram is also called Balabhadra. Along with Lord Jagannath, he's standing here along with Subhadra and Lord Jagannath, and we can offer our prayers to Lord Balaram today. and get his blessings. Balabhadra Bhagavani ki. Also Balaram's pastime with his hala. He played the Rasalila with the gopis. And then he asked Kalindi, Yamuna, who is the wife of Krishna, to come close so that he can take bath and everything. And Yamuna sort of refused or did not know what to do. Then Balaram got disturbed, he became angry. And is mentioned with his hala, he drew Yamuna closer. He threatened that he will do this. And immediately Yamuna appeared and offered prayers to Balaram, glorifying him, and offered her service to Balaram. This pastime is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. I am summarizing it. Similarly, when Samba, Krishna's grandson, he actually ran away with Duryodhana's daughter. And in this way, he was captured by the Kauravas. And he was imprisoned. So Balaram came with army and camped outside Hastinapura, sent word to the Kauravas, I've come here for discussion and peace negotiations. Release Samba. And they all came and started insulting Krishna, insulting all the Yadavas, speaking ill of the Lord and saying all sorts of things. And Balaram kept hearing and became very, very angry. At one point he became so angry, they dug his hala inside and said, the whole of Hastinapura I'll take away and throw it in the sea. He put his hala inside and there was a big earthquake and Hastinapura started cracking. He is the powerful Supreme Lord. So immediately they pacified him. No, we'll conduct the marriage of Samba. Don't worry, everything will be alright. And Balaram was cooled down. So he has immense strength. He threatened them that I will take the whole of Hastinapura with my hala and throw it in the sea. What to speak of you keeping Samba inside? Everybody will go in the sea. Don't speak ill of my brother. Don't speak ill of Krishna. Immediately they shut up and the marriage was done. So these are some of Balaram's pastimes. Also how Balaram killed Pralambasura, who was carrying him on his shoulders and running away in the game that Krishna had. And Balaram, with one hit on his fist on Pralambasura's head, Pralamba died. Extremely powerful. So these pastimes of Balaram are described. We have less time, so I'm not talking much about that. Today is, like I said, a good day to offer prayers to Balaram and pray for his strength. So I'll ask you all to chant along with me. Namaste Halagrama. Namaste Mushala Yuda. Namaste Revati Kanta. Namaste Bhaktavatsala. Shibaladevaki. Balabhadra Bhagavan ki, Balaram Purnima Mahotsava ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Two words on this Julan Yatra that we are doing. Today is the last day. This is the season for Lord's Julan pastimes, Unjal pastimes. Very beautiful weather for doing that in Coimbatore. Actually, this is not the time in Coimbatore to do Julan because of this breeze, Adi Kaathu. But actually, it is summer in other places. And Chandan Yatra has got over. We did Chandan Yatra for the Lord. For 21 days, he was covered with Chandan. Very hot. So, he was given Chandan. Then after that, it becomes very sultry. So, people go on a swing. Then there is some breeze. So, in Vrindavan, The Lord has swing pastimes on the swing. So it is mentioned that Radharani is waiting for doing swing pastime with Krishna. She is in her in-law's house and her husband is Abhimanyu and her mother-in-law Jyotila is very tough. But Krishna is waiting for Radharani so that he can have Julan pastimes. Julan Leela. So Radharani wants to go to her house to see her mother Vrishabhanu and Kirtida are her parents. So she wants to go back to her house. And every year at this time she goes to the house. And there with all her friends she plays in the Julan and Krishna also appears there secretly. So Jyotila, she knows that Krishna will be around at this time. So she is keeping very close watch on her daughter-in-law. And normally Radharani's brother Subala, he will come all the way and take her and go. Somehow it was delayed a little bit. So Radharani was very anxious, why you are not coming? I want to go see my parents, I want to see my friends. So she sent word through people who were going to her house, why my brother is not coming, why they don't want me to come home, have they forgotten me? So in this way the message reached Kirtida, the mother of Radharani. And the mother of Radharani immediately made arrangements for her son to go. And she said that you have to get her very carefully. Her mother-in-law, that is Jyotila, has to be bribed. So Kirtida packed jewels, lots of nice things to eat as gifts so that she can be pacified. Please send Radharani to the house. So brother came with all these gifts and met Jyotila. And he said, I've come to take my sister home. And immediately Jyotila said, no, she cannot go home. Because that black boy, mischievous boy is hanging around somewhere there and she is going to meet him, so I'm not allowing. So immediately brother became very diplomatic. And he said, no, you are so wonderful, you are so affectionate, I bought these beautiful jewels for you, my mother has sent for you, then she sent this for you, that for you, you are that, you are this, everything. Started glorifying and giving gifts. When she saw all these jewels, saw all these eatables, all these gifts, her mind softened. At that time, Radharani's brother said, please, I want to be with my sister at home, my mother also wants, just quickly bring her back. Then he said, okay, if you say, I will send her with you. Alone I will not send her. That's what I meant. As soon as you give gifts, she will be softened down. So she sent Radharani and Radharani went with her brother all the way to her house. And people were already, all her friends were already doing Julan and playing. And she went there to do Julan and play. And Krishna came there dressed as a flower seller. He was dressed like a girl selling flowers. And he came selling flowers and Radharani found this person looks very different. It's a new flower seller I'm seeing here. And sure enough, he came to sell flowers and Radharani, when she was swinging, he said, you also put garland. He came close by and then he pushed the swing for Radharani and everybody saw how nicely this girl is pushing. And then he was so strongly pushing that the swing went almost horizontal and Radharani started screaming, what are you doing? And then quickly jumped on the swing along with Radharani and he started swinging. And then Radharani knew this is Krishna. Nitai Guru Premanande! In this way Radha and Krishna's swing pastimes happened. And then Krishna would swing heavily, suddenly stop and then make Radharani fall on him. And this way all sorts of things were doing in this beautiful occasion. Krishna's Julan pastimes are described by many great acharyas. How he gave pleasure to Radharani and to the gopis by swinging. So thinking of that, we also offer to the Lord Julan Seva in this time, and everybody gets an opportunity to swing the Lord, remembering Radha and Krishna, who are the highest worshipable objects for all devotees. Shrimati Radharani ki, Shishi Radha Krishna Julan Mahotsav ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.